Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Hallelujah! Adonai Elohenu, the Lord our God. Hallelujah to you, El Elyon, God, God Most High. Hallelujah to you, El Shaddai, God Almighty. Lord, we lift you up continually. We praise your name. That has to be the first thing that comes out of our lips. And we worship you, Jesus. We say we worship you. A call has gone out within the prophetic and apostolic, which says, to those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. It is a call to repentance that has gone out to every nation. It is a call for the reverential fear of the Lord. It is a call for us to surrender all. It is a call for us. We will hear the truth and the truth will set us free. It is a call that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is a call for the Jesus in us to encourage those who don't know Jesus to want Jesus. It is a call for us to allow the Jesus in us to make them uncomfortable. Being birthed can be uncomfortable. Giving birth can be uncomfortable. So coming into the kingdom means recognizing that we are going the wrong way and that we need to turn around and repent. It is a call that is going out right now for Jesus, the Jesus in us, to woo them. Jesus woos us. There's a good old English word. He woos us with his love. It is a time for us to ask the Holy Spirit fire to burn away the dross in us. There's a call going out for us to ask the Holy Spirit fire to set us ablaze, to make us hot for Jesus. There is a call for us to bow down. Bow down spiritually and physically. For us to get down on our knees. To know and trust that if Jesus asks us to bow down, that he will pick us up. There is a call going out for us to ask the Holy Spirit to possess us more. Fill us up, Lord, and pour us out. Now is the time to surrender completely. Now is the time to surrender to whatever Almighty God, El Shaddai, wants to do in our lives. And I say, if not now, when? God has you here for such a time as this, for a purpose, to fulfill his plan. As always, through these programs, please, please feel free to join in and give your amens to whatever the Lord is leading you in. Let us take this time of repenting to say, and let's say it right now. Lift up your hands if you would, if you will. And if you want to get down on your knees, trusting that Jesus himself will pick you up if you do, then please feel free to do so. But please lift up your hands and say, Lord Jesus, to the best of my ability, right now, I surrender all of me, all that I am to you. Lord, show me what you want me to turn away from. Take away the dross in me, in my life. Take away my stinky flesh. Not my will, but thy will be done in me and in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. There are many, many who are responding to the call to repentance right now, and it is being responded to in many different ways. Some are fasting as well, and that is another whole teaching in itself. Some have set a stipulated date to fast from and to. I know of one confirmed prophetic and apostolic call to fast and pray that began on August the 8th. And that will last for 40 days that will end on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. You have to ask the Lord Jesus for yourself how the words, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way and seek my face," you have to ask the Lord Jesus how he wants those words to affect the life that he has given you, knowing that he put you on earth for such a time as this. I have realized that this may be the whole reason why I am here, to pray and seek God's face for such a time as this. And if it is, then I want to do it to the best of my ability, with all that I am. I truly, truly do not want to be a stink to Jesus. I have no other way to say it. I do not want Jesus to turn away from me in disgust, to be disappointed with me. I know I won't be perfect, but I want to have done all I can to do the best that my ability enables me to do. Having done all to stand and to bow my knees before the King of Jesus, before my King, my Jesus, and to give him all the glory and all my praise. For such a time as this, the Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Anointed One, we bow down. Lord, we are on our knees to you. My call is to remind you of Scripture. My call is to remind you of God's Word. My call is to point you to Jesus. I pray upon you the reverential fear of Almighty God, because the reverential fear of Almighty God keeps you in the right place. We pray and ask Jesus. But to the enemy, we declare and command. Let us also ask Jesus Christ to be the head of our marriages. Let us ask and make sure that we are washed in the blood of Jesus. Let us ask and make sure that our garments, whatever attitude or behavior we are wearing, that we are portraying as children of God, that our garments are clean. May I encourage you to build yourself up on your most holy faith? Let's just pray again. Let these words come out of your mouth. It's your decision. Lord Jesus, I do not want to be cold. Set me ablaze to be hot for you. I run to you, Lord Jesus. I run to the cross. I cling to the cross. Even as David said, Lord, with my bare teeth, enable me, Lord Jesus, to rise up and be on fire for the truth. Enable me to continually know the truth, and that the truth will set me free. So let us take this time of repentance, the call that is going out around the world right now, the call for repentance. Let us be real. Can we be real? Can we talk plainly? Can we uncover our cover-up? And let Scripture, the Word of God, be the salve to heal our wounds. So I'm speaking to you, child of God. I'm speaking to you who have been abused, you who have been physically abused, you who have been mentally abused. I'm speaking to you, child of God, and I'm calling to you, you born again, spirit-filled child of God, to remind you that those who know their God will do exploits. I ask, are you in a hard, painful situation? Your job? Money? Would you put your hand on your heart right now and say, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Oh, I love you fervently and devotedly. Oh, Lord, my strength. Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and the one who rescues me, my God, my rock and strength, in whom I trust and take refuge. my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Let these words wash over your addiction. Let these words wash over any inconsistencies that you have. In my distress, when I seemed surrounded, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God for help, and he heard my voice from his temple, and my cry for help came before him into his very ears. Hallelujah. He reached from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He drew me out of my addiction. He drew me out of my addiction to pornography. He drew me out of my addiction to alcohol and to drugs. He rescued me from my strong enemy. That's my Jesus. That's the word of God. Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, for you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord, my God, the Lord, my God, illumines my darkness. For by you, I can crush a troop, and by my God, I can leap over a wall. For who is God but the Lord? Or who is a rock except our God? The God who encircles me with strength. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, able to stand firmly and tread safely on paths of testing and trouble. He sets me securely upon my high places. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. Lord, your gentleness, your gracious response when I pray makes me great. You enlarge the path beneath me and make my steps secure so that my feet will not slip. For you have encircled me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. Child of God, let the word of God give you that strength that you need. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. He rescues me from my enemies. Therefore, I will give thanks and praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, for the word of God. Is precious. The word of God is beautiful. And I declare to you, child of God, this declaration: you have been saved not by works, but by grace, so that you might do good works. God is your refuge and strength. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Those of you who don't know Jesus and you want to know Jesus, would you please say after me? Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I repent and turn away from my sins. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and Savior. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to show me Jesus and to let Jesus be seen in me. Child of God, I remind you that God is your refuge and strength, always ready to help in time of trouble. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and he knew you from before the foundation of the world. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life and let it